You might be wondering how someone like me, smart, cautious, careful, get good grades in a lot of courses, could get scammed. I used to wonder the same. I kept asking myself, what was wrong with me? Why did I not hang up? Even my dad says, the tech isn't even advanced. How did you fall for that? I didn't have an answer. But maybe that's the wrong question. Because when I met other victims like me, very smart, polite, responsible people, we were all blaming ourselves. And I started to realize maybe it wasn't our fault at all. Scam victims are always portrayed as greedy or careless. But no one warns you what it's like when someone calls you with your real details, your name, ID number, passport, and for me, the question is the clothes I'm wearing for my ID photo. They told me that'd be an information leak, that I might be involved in the case. It sounded very official. I felt very, it was very serious, so I believed them. I followed the instructions, and then I got a terrible result. It wasn't wrong, it wasn't real. By the time I realized, I felt like, how can I trust other people in the future? At the time, because I had a lot of negative feeling during this period, but it's my final weeks. I can understand, yes, I was very exhausted and controlled and broken for all these assignments and at the same time their investigation things. I was totally desperate. So after these things, I also had a lot of regrets and negative feelings. I just found some friends on the internet, and a friend told me about how she once helped a woman in a shopping center. Someone very polite who said she lost her access to the money. So my friend offered her a small loan and never saw her again. It was 2 months living expense for her at that time. She felt really helpless and she just afraid of reporting to the police. And she never told anyone out of shame, out of fear of being mugged. That's the trap. We get laughed at for being too trusting, but if we weren't, we'd be called cold-hearted. So what do people really expect? Another friend experienced the same thing to me, and when she reflects to this experience, she just said one sentence, I was too naive. And I knew exactly how she felt, because I just said the same thing. So the hardest part is how to tell our parents, our friends about it. I was too shameful for my experience. And I think it's really hard to speak out. I was scammed. And worst of all, I believed I deserved their anger, their disappointment. Because that's what the world teaches victims. You should be shamed because you're scammed. So a lot of people just choose to stay silent. But what I want to say is, this experience is not shameful. It's out of human being. It's out of human nature. I was scammed not because I was stupid, but because I cared. I cared other people. And then just like all the university and all the school taught us to do, we should be kind to other people. We should be good to other people. We should be responsible for our personal information. And we should care about the world. Because we trusted, because we wanted to do the right thing. We don't need shame. We need compassion. We don't need silence. We need space to speak. We're not stupid. We're human. And that's why we need each other.